I recently once again heard the term, well, it's just business. Or some people will say, well, business is business. And they seem to say that every time they're doing something immoral or illegal. And they're doing it simply because they're going to make money off of it. And they seem to think that even if they're a Christian, their business shouldn't have to abide by Christian rules or Christian laws. Unfortunately, I know too many people like that. There are a lot of businesses in this world that are only out to make the almighty dollar. As a Christian business person, you shouldn't be that. Welcome to episode 24 of the Simple Christians Podcast. I'm Dr. Ty, I'm your humble host, and today I want to talk to you about two books. If you're a Christian business person, even if you just have a job working for someone else and you're a Christian, I recommend these books simply because it's going to help you as you grow in leadership. And I'm going to tell you right up front, if your company does things that are very immoral or are against what you feel is right, stand up to them. That's part of our job as Christians. We need to stand up and say, that's not right. I worked for retail companies for many years. And one time we had a sealed case, and behind the case was an item for sale and a price on the item. And somebody wanted it, and so I went and I grabbed it for them, and I took it up to the register, and the register rang it up for $30 more than what the item said. And I went back, and the price was $30 less, but then I noticed that the price tag was for a different item. And I told the cashier, go ahead and ring it up for the $30 less. The assistant manager came up and yelled at me and said, you're not going to do that. You don't have the right to do that. You don't have the authority. I said, well, it wasn't like the customer moved the item or changed the price. It was in a seal. It was in a back in a case that was locked. There's nothing that they could have done to change it. This was our fault, not theirs. And I stood my ground, and I almost got fired over it. Luckily, the manager was a much better person than the assistant manager, and he backed me, and I did not get fired over it. But me and that assistant manager never got along after that. One thing I find funny was that was even before I was a Christian. God seemed to have instilled some sense of value in me, some sense of moral value in me, even before I was a Christian. The first book I want to talk to you about today is called The Bible Incorporated. This is from the back of the book, a power-packed book with a unique compilation of over 2,000 scriptures woven together in a conversational format covering over 100 work and business topics. Now, here's my favorite part, because it's the same as the Simple Christians Podcast. No fluff, no hedging the issues, nothing but scripture. Best of all, it's written in a reader-friendly format to help you incorporate the life-changing principles of the Bible into your life, job, and business. This can be found on Amazon.com. If you go to simplechristians.net/24, you'll find the link to the book. It's a great book. It's tiny. It'll fit easily into your back pocket. And there's several chapters in it. What to do when someone has stepped on you to get ahead. I even talked about that in a past episode. And it starts with love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you and pray for them. It's got great scriptures for many different situations, not just if you own the business, but if you're rising in leadership in a business. The other book is called Business by the Book by Larry Burkett. This book is a little bit older, but then again, business principles don't really change very much. You know, the technology changes a lot. People don't. So the business principles don't change a lot. But even though with that, he's updated this book recently too. Again, Business by the Book by Larry Burkett. I like it. In fact, I've even done Bible study groups over this book because it even talks about how to hire people and how to fire people Christian ways. And yes, you can fire somebody doing a Christian way. There's nothing wrong with that if a person is not acting according to Christian principles. One of my pastors was a manager at a company, and he hired many Christian people. He was the manager at a company while he was going to seminary. And he hired many Christian people to work for him. And sometimes he'd get somebody who'd be lazy and who'd be sitting around or who'd be doing their homework while they were supposed to be working. And he'd tell them, you know, put that homework away. You need to work. And the guy'd say, well, you're a Christian and you're in seminary with me. I need to get this work done. Well, the homework done, I should say. And he'd say, well, tough. You're here working right now. You need to work. And that is biblically accurate. When you're working, you need to work. If you can't manage your work and your homework, then one of them needs to go, unfortunately. And there's a lot of other issues. In the Business by the Book, it even talks about personal lifestyle goals, business bondage is even one of the chapters, and it's actually interesting. But one of the big things to me is how to treat your customers. You need to be known, especially if you're a business owner, or even a leader, you need to be known as a person that is more than fair. I worked at Microsoft twice. And the second time I worked there, I almost got, laid off. They weren't going to fire me. They're going to lay me off because I was running the graveyard shift for a while. And while I was there, we were network engineers. So if a computer broke, it was our job to get it fixed as fast as possible. We worked on some of the biggest computers that Microsoft had. And we worked on hundreds of test computers too. And the test computers were just as important as the regular computers because there were groups of people relying on those computers to do their tests. So if it broke, generally there wasn't a backup of the test computers that needed to be fixed fast. I told my crew they needed to go to lunch. And when they go to lunch, they leave or they shut their phone off. They don't take any phones. If there's an emergency, they still take their lunch because that's the right thing to do. Sometimes the right thing to do is not the best business thing to do. But it is if you schedule your business that way, or if you do your leadership that way. Your people are going to love you even more if you're a leader or a manager and you follow biblical principles, because you're going to follow ways that are morally upright. And if you work for a business that isn't morally upright and challenges you on your things or forces you to do that, maybe it's time to free up your future and go to the next place. Because I believe that if God has you in a place like that and you're not being fired and looked down upon too much, maybe you're there to help change that business, or maybe you're there just to help change one person in that business. You never know. But there comes a time, just like I've been to many churches now, unfortunately, and every church that I've left because something has happened with the main pastor that I simply did not agree with. The first church I left actually disappeared within, I believe, about a year and a half after I left, because the pastor really went downhill. There's a time when God wants you to be at a church. And God put me at that first church, I think, for a very big reason. When I was younger, things happened to me that Christians had done to me, and I blamed God for it. God taught me that Christians may go to church, but that doesn't make them Christ followers, and that doesn't make them always do what God wants. I don't always do what God wants. Just yesterday, I treated somebody just absolutely terribly compared to the way that I should have treated them. And I felt terrible about it. I don't even know why it was a support person. I got very frustrated with them because they weren't understanding what I wanted. I shouldn't have treated them that way. It definitely was not the Christian way to do it. And I just felt terrible about it. But that's the thing. I've learned from it. And I'm hoping the next time I'll do a little bit better. That's all a part of learning and all a part of leadership and all a part of running a business God's way. Maybe you're used to doing things a different way and cutting corners and doing things underhandedly, maybe. One step at a time. Get it in line with the way things are supposed to go. God told us, not God specifically, but in the New Testament, in no less than 4 different areas, it says to follow the government in the countries in which we live. That includes our businesses. That means we don't fudge on our taxes. We don't fudge on the amount of money that we make. We do it all completely above board. And that way, we never have anything to worry about. We can get audited. It won't matter because everything's above board. And if they find something, you say, darn it, I'm so sorry. I must have missed that. And fix it and pay it. That happened to me once. I had a $1,000 fine. And I paid the fine because it was my fault. I didn't realize that I was doing something the wrong way. And of course, you know, Our government doesn't explain why I did it the wrong way. I had to hire someone to figure that part out, but it happens. And now I know how to do it the right way. So if you're in business for yourself or if you're in leadership, start learning what it means to be a Christian leader and a Christian business person if you don't already know that. And even if you do, I still recommend getting both of those 2 books. Again, the links are at simplechristian.net/24. I'll have the links to both books on Amazon. I think it'll just be the Amazon links that I'll have. And I'm very happy because the Bible Incorporated book didn't used to be on Amazon, and now you can even get it on Kindle. This is Dr. Ty with Simple Christians. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I'll talk to you next time.